Anthony Fox is known around these parts. Before he was Secretary of Transportation, he was the mayor of a certain city.
Hi, Charlotte. It's good to be back home.
But Fox was here on business, pushing the president's proposal to rebuild or replace America's crumbling infrastructure.
$478 billion of investment over 6 years in highways, bridges, and passenger rail.
And rail was the focus of today's event. Fox said train lines inside and between cities were the only way to fix what he called America's growing problem.
The problem is that we're growing by 70 million people. 70 million people over the next 30 years.
And a lot of that growth, he said, would come to areas like the South. Modes of transport will need to diversify. That was the message of Vice President Joe Biden. New roads, he said, too expensive. The vice president said the answer can't be found in the sky either.
There's not enough airspace. I'm not being facetious. You cannot land that many more aircraft in a 24-hour period at your great airport.
But connecting cities with high-speed rail, the vice president said that would be a game-changer and grow the economy. The president's budget has received a cool reception in the Republican-controlled Congress, with some GOP lawmakers saying it's dead on arrival. But when it comes to infrastructure, Vice President Biden said that should be a bipartisan issue.
A lot of Republicans used to lead the way on infrastructure. And always the debate is how to pay for it.
Even if the president's budget proposals are dropped by Congress, lawmakers will have to act on infrastructure. Secretary Fox said the Highway Trust Fund will again run out of money in May of 2015 unless Congress acts. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.